This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
We did some running today here on the podcast, and we're getting closer to a sub-3-hour marathon with our guest today, Evert Kleinans. He's made some big gains over his seven-year triathlon career to date, and he's heading ever closer to that sub-3-hour Ironman marathon, and we talk about how he's doing it. It's a work in progress over time. And I think you're going to get a lot out of today's podcast as well. He also spends lots of time on a treadmill. It's a special type of crazy. Anyone who can do all their training on a treadmill, but Evert swears by it, and you'll find out why today on the podcast as well. Before we head to that chat, though, a big thanks to our sponsor of the podcast. It is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for brand new wheels, be sure to check out Wheel Science. They've got a brilliant range of wheels, all the performance you need at half the price. Go check them out. TheKonaEdge.com/wheels. That's where you can get all the details. It's TheKonaEdge.com/wheels. And make sure, as a loyal Kona Edge listener, you use the checkout or the coupon at checkout Kona Edge, all one word, Kona Edge. And Peter and Joe will give you 10% discount on your order. That's pretty cool, I think. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels. Go check it out. And the coupon code to use is Kona Edge. Very easy to remember. Enough of me yakking. Let's get straight into my chat with Evert. You're listening to the Kona Edge. Time to chat some running now. Evert Kleinans joins us once again, my fellow countryman, just north of where I am sitting in Pretoria. Evert, welcome back.
Thank you, Brad. Nice. Thank you for having me. Nice being here.
Evert, you come from a running background, and we spoke about your swim, and you're an adult onset swimmer. But coming from a running background, you it's a running sport. Let's be honest. You've got a bit of an unfair advantage.
Yeah, I'm quite happy in terms of that. Yeah, you know, I'm also quite lucky, I would seem. You know, I'm not the smallest guy to be a runner, and I consider myself to be a runner. I weigh typically on race day, I'll be like 77, which is actually quite heavy for you know, triathlete runner. But also that plays a huge advantage on the bike, being a bit heavier. So yeah, I'm quite blessed to be able to run fast with a heavier frame.
Absolutely. And just for our international, that's 77 kilograms, not pounds. It's 170 pounds. So, yeah, definitely on the bigger end of the spectrum for someone who can run really fast. And I found it really interesting in our first chat. You were talking about the gains on the run and how you've set realistic goals and just slowly beat them from a 330 to a 320 down to a 305 and now looking at the threes and sub threes. It's a long term process. It's not an overnight thing, particularly when it comes to running. It's having that base and just marginal gains over a long period of time. There's unfortunately no secret to it.
Yeah, I think, Brad, that's the secret to it. It's looking at it over a long time period. You know, you need to say, okay, well, to keep you motivated, is just look at small increments, 5 minutes here, 2 minutes there, you know, depending on the distance you're going. And I think, you know, if you're going to say, well, I want to go from a 320 to a 3 hour or 305, that is a big jump. Because the thing is, if you haven't put in that solid foundation of running, you're going to run too much, too often, too fast, and you're going to get injured. And that sets you back. So, you know, if you're looking at it from a perspective, okay, running mileage, argument's sake, per week, I would say for an Ironman, you know, I never do more than 70 Ks, which is not really that much. You know, it's very achievable. There's enough rest in between. I never want to go do too much running just because of the risk of injury. And also I want my muscles to recover and feel better on my next run. So I think if you're going to look at running, you can't say, okay, I'm going to do 70 Ks a week, 60 to 70 Ks. And then, you know, doing that type of mileage is not going to set you up for 305 within year one or two. You know, it's almost like climbing Everest. You go up, you come down, you recover. You go up, you come down, you recover. And going up Everest and running sub three is almost, I think, you know, a huge thing, you know, coming off the bike. You need to take your time. You need to go up a bit, come down a bit, go up a bit, go down a bit. Otherwise, you're just going to get injured and that's going to set you back. Way back.
Talking of injury, you've just come off some knee surgery. Tell us a little bit about that and how that's impacted your training and particularly your running.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, when I went out swimming and on my way swimming, you know, I just felt like my knee locking up and I couldn't move it. And I was like thinking, well, maybe it's just a little joint. And I went swimming and thought maybe it will loosen up. Went to the specialist the next day and he said the little bone in my knee broke off. And yeah, it kind of wedged somewhere. Yeah, and they took it out. Luckily for me, in terms of injuries, I think if you can have knee surgery, this is the best surgery, you know, it could have gone. So, you know, I was said to the doctor, I said, how long? He said to me, no, well, if you feel fine, you can start training. And I remember waking up, first thing I want to do is move my leg and just see, you know, how it was. Yeah, and I felt actually pretty good. And then that night when the painkillers worked out, you know, I really suffered. But then after that, I actually healed up quite easily. And since then, what I did was, I invested in a treadmill, a good treadmill. And I've been doing a lot of treadmill running just for the impact on the knee. Talking about treadmills, I mean, I'm a huge fan of treadmills, basically because the impact of that you're taking away, and also it promotes good running form and also leg speed. If you're looking at, we're not doing RTU running where the guys are up on the toes. You know, you do Ironman running, you want to use the big muscles, you know, for the shock absorption and also fatigue. So we're not on our toes the whole way. So I think in terms of a treadmill, you know, that it helps you to get there. So yeah, since then, I think I've done two runs. I've had the surgery a couple of weeks ago. Two runs, not on the treadmill. I did Bella Bella now, which is Olympic distance, and you know I ran a 37, which I'm happy with. You know, it's not blistering fast, but it's also not slow. I think it's good enough.
Yeah, absolutely, that's amazing. But tell me a little bit about the treadmill. I find that interesting. I know you spend a lot of time on the indoor trainer on the bike, but from a training efficiency perspective, I mean, you were talking about time management. Again, it's one of those things that you can literally roll out of bed and 2 minutes later you're on the treadmill. It helps if you are time pressed and you've got family pressures. It mentally it can be hard, but it's amazing if you can get it right and structure your training using one.
Yeah, I mean, I actually at this stage I'm preferring the treadmill running. Just due to the fact that it opens up my schedule, you know, so I can do a long run on a Sunday argument. I can start at 6 or 7 at night. You know, my kids they've eaten, they're watching whatever movie they're watching, and I get onto the treadmill. I put on my earphones, or I'm watching Netflix or whatever, and you know, or I'm watching documentaries of coaches or you know, runners, and I'm just focusing and listening. So I'm learning while I'm running, you know, and that also helps a lot. So, I mean, it just opens up my schedule. Obviously, you don't want to do all your running on the treadmill because you want those stabilizers to also get stimulated. But definitely from a perspective, if I would say to you, argument's sake, Tuesdays you do track work and Thursdays you'll do like a tempo run and then you'll do a brick set on Saturday with a long run on Sunday. You know, give or take, that's pretty much how a lot of guys' training looks. I would say I would do my short stuff on the track with a grass track. I tend to run faster, so also with the impact, it helps. The tempo runs I predominantly do on the treadmill, basically because I get to run 20, 30, 30 minutes at a very consistent pace and focusing on leg speed. And then on the brick workout, obviously, if I'm doing indoor trainer, you know, the treadmill's right next to the trainer, so I can get off literally without wasting time, get on the treadmill, hit that speed or that training that the coach has given me, perfect. And then long runs I'll do outside, you know, just to also get out in the sun, to get used to the heat, and also to get those small stabilizers, not to go weak. Mm-hmm. I think one thing with the treadmill as well is what you should do is invest in a bit of a balancing ball so that you can just afterwards stand on it and just make sure like the ankles and the knees and all those little stabilizers are stimulated, you know, if you don't need to run outside a lot. So, yeah, that's what I've been doing, and it's been working great. And actually what I found is running on the treadmill is I don't feel so fatigued. You know, literally I get to do the same amount of hours, but, you know, fatigue-wise, it makes a massive difference. And that obviously fatigue comes into mindset as well. You know, you don't mentally feel as tired. You always feel like, you know, I haven't trained that hard. So, You know, and I think if you're on the right side of fatigue, that also mentally plays a massive part.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's definitely something to be said for treadmills. It's Alberto Salazar, who's Galen Rupp's coach. I think he won Comrades in the 90s. He did all his training that year on a treadmill, all of it, every single run, which is amazing. Evert, as always, great to catch up. Thanks for your time here on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and thank you to Evert as well. Lots to get out of that one as well. Brilliant, brilliant chat. Thoroughly enjoyed that, and we'll be chatting about his nutrition strategy in 8 days from now. So next week, Tuesday, make sure you download the podcast. He's got a pretty interesting take on his Ironman nutrition as well. And that's it for this edition. Before I go, a massive thank you to the sponsor of this episode. It was brought to you by Wheel Science. All the performance you need in a set of wheels at half the price. They've done a whole bunch of independent testing against some of the biggest brands, wheel brands in the world. And they are right up there. You can check the results out on their website and why their wheels are so good as well. If you want to find out more about Wheel Science, a few weeks ago, I caught up with Peter and Joe Coombe, who are the founders of Wheel Science, to talk a little bit about their foray into triathlon and some of the things that they are doing, but also a little bit about the business. If you want to find out more about Wheel Science, go check that episode out. But if you want to check the wheels out, head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels. And make sure that you use the coupon code KonaEdge, all one word, KonaEdge, to get 10% off your wheels, any order. That's KonaEdge at checkout. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.